It's Friday! Woo! In studio guests, Christopher J. Murphy.
Sir, why don't we just read out his social security card? And
what is your middle name?
Children.
My middle initial is W.
I call him Christopher J.
Wilbur.
I saw him lean back, he went J. Huh.
I like it.
Christopher J. Murphy, in studio guests in the GMC Mobile Train studio. Again, GMC Corporate. If you would like to send us that check, we are willing to accept it.
Actually, I'd really like some new maybe floor mats or something in the Mobile Train, so I'd be willing to take those off your hands.
Well, these are actually in pretty good condition, but there's a thing called vacuuming you should look into that might help restore.
Does that involve sucking, sir?
I'm here to suck your head.
I really think these Yosemite Sam mats.
Well, we were waiting for Chris to say that, but
I'm here to get a toenail. Flip
them up. So what are they building here in this?
We don't know yet. It's a mystery.
Warehouse looking, or a parking garage maybe.
Turn off the fucking air.
Yes, sir. Turning the fucking air off,
we don't
sir.
Want it to sound like a wind tunnel.
No,
in here.
Sir. And it has been terminated.
How
sir.
Will Angel and Roseanne and Chris be able to hear us? And with Mark, the air conditioning on. Actually,
by the way, today's podcast brought to you today by
Roseanne.com.
Yep. Wait a minute, Roseanne. There's
she built a little website. It's really
called
cool.
Roseanne.com?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Roseanne.com. That's our friend. Check out her pretty website. She does cool things with the graphics.
Very creative.
All right, yeah, what are we talking about cool. today?
Whatever the hell we want to talk about,
just
bro.
Whatever happens. It could be asshole drivers. It could be...
Can we talk about road construction and the need for it to stop?
Okay,
happening?
Let's do it. God. Tell us your story.
Why is 290 never, ever going to be completed in our lifetime?
Because we're stuck in a hologram.
Oh.
And someone keeps losing the same level over and over and over.
So kind of like Tron?
Matrix. No, it's like what do they call it? Like it's like Sims, but it's like, you know, Railroad Tycoon.
Oh.
It's like Highway Tycoon, and they keep losing the fucking level that we're all stuck in, and it goes over and over and over, and they're never gonna fucking finish.
Thanks a lot.
I think it's a big conspiracy. It's just a big money laundering scheme.
I agree.
You know.
I neither can confirm nor deny that statement,
Senator.
And I would like to say that doesn't represent my total feelings.
I like that strictly.
Anything
for
Mr. Mayor, I'm a great fan of yours and the way that you run the budget for this glorious city.
Did you get the check I put in the mail? And how are the kids?
Oh, wink, wink, nudge. How's Sandra doing? Is she doing good? How's her hair?
Her hair?
Well, I don't know. She had her hair done and quite the coif.
This is the level of improv. We're quickly turning into improv. Where, what's the word? Improvisation.
Improvisation.
Like that.
Improvisation. Where
improvisational comedy.
What's that one thing I found yesterday? Tony and I found a podcast yesterday that we both just started listening to the very first episode, and it is a sci-fi improv.
Sci-fi improv.
Okay. It is fantastic. It has like sound effects and like voice treatments, the works, and it's like I think it's like. Huh. An episode of Seinfeld where they just go.
They have a plot line.
And they just go for it.
Okay. We should start something like that.
Yeah, it's like improv, but I...
Well, that's our show.
Yeah, it's sort
our
of...
Our show.
Sort of.
Only we have
But it goes from improv and it weaves into like work a little bit and it goes back to some idiot in front of us and, you know, it's always something. Long lunch lines and asshole Toyota Corolla drivers. And then back to some story we're making
or
up.
Vacuous,
it's like Kevin Smith. Kevin, you ever listen to Kevin Smith's Smodcast?
Yes.
It's amazing. Yeah. But that's a lot of improv. They just like tell a story and they just go off with it. They riff, yeah.
Is that what it's called? Rifting?
Yeah. Rifting is like, you know, where you're just going for it. You know?
That's interesting.
Know.
All right.
This is very educational.
Well, I've learned
What have we learned today?
I've learned that we've got approximately 40 seconds before we run out of time on our first segment on the great anchor.fm. Well, just
holy
come
God.
On over!
Let's talk about those
fucking jerk
assholes that we were just
Look
talking about.
Look at that twerk.
Slam on your brakes, sir.
No, yeah. That's good. I guess high school's out for the day.
Well, just for him.
Goddamn kids better stay off my grass.
Get off my grass!
Stay straight, sir.
Well, sir, I will try.
So this thing's broken up into 5-minute segments? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, it allows you to record 5 minutes and then upload. So it's like we just kind of go and now we're in the last 10 seconds, and this is usually where we hit like a moment of awkwardness before right. we stitch
we'll
the next.
We'll be right back with our special guest, Chris Murphy, on today's special pad. Next step there, sir.
Driving like
this. Don't God. Drive angry.
No, sir, I'm not driving angry.
Well, we're headed to Nukes to get sandwiches. Right?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, tried to talk Tony into going to get you some pho. But
oh, why? Oh, well, you know,
Hey, I know
that's not quite how I recall the conversation going. But great.
That is the way it's going.
No, it wasn't. You don't like pho? You didn't want
that is not true.
Oh, sir.
That is a lie.
What you said was...
All out lie.
Would you let our guest speak?
It's pronounced pho.
Pho?
Pho.
Yeah, you call it pho.
I call it pho.
You go pho yourself, sir.
Oh.
That's it's more like F.
The name of my restaurant.
U.
There is no F. It's a P. It's P-H-O. God.
Jinx. Yeah. Pho.
What the pho? What the pho?
That's what my restaurant would be named. What the pho?
F. Pho. U.
Get the pho out of here.
Get the pho in here.
Shut the pho door. We could do this all day.
We really could.
Oh my God.
So much comedy.
Woo.
I mean.
And here comes the awkward silence.
Well, we turn off the air conditioning.
What's the weather?
Well, we don't want any fucking wind, I've been told. What's so the temperature? We'll just suffer.
Well, it's probably 90 this moment now. Of unorganized podcasting oh, brought to you by air. The 67 degrees Fahrenheit.
By the way, that is my favorite kind of wind.
Oh. Is it?
Just so you know.
Rather than the rectal wind.
The yeah, rectal
we,
wind.
We don't yeah. like it when the air lock... When
the airlock comes unsealed.
We do not like
that. Unsealed.
The wind between
your alien files.
Yes. Congress, you will not divide these cheeks.
You will not.
Farticon and Flatchicorp.
So I'm not they will. To all of your podcasts yet. I have heard quite a few of them, though.
Hey, is that our pocket silk guy?
Oh, my God.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not, Tony.
Look at him.
Pocket silk. This is what...
That's the
not
pocket,
pocket
silk,
silk.
We need GoPro for this.
Yes, we do.
The listeners are like...
Were you... You were in the... Weren't you in the fishbowl that day that he came in?
I didn't meet the guy, but I did hear the wonderful tale
oh,
of...
Oh, God. Talk about awkward. Yeah. It was so cringy. It was just like... Tony and him started nerding out over like Battlestar Galactica or something.
I was
bullshit.
Trying to find.
Oh my God, I love Battlestar Galactica. Oh,
I was trying to find. A
or no, was it that or was it Final Fantasy?
It was like Final Fantasy.
Oh my God, I don't know anything about Final Fantasy.
And then they got done talking about that, and the guy was just lingering in our office, and Tony
so
was like,
uncomfortably. All right, well, it's been a great conversation.
And then he just stood there,
well, and I said,
Tony made a friend.
Evidently,
so
absolutely.
Are we recording in the restaurant?
We do sometimes.
So that sounds like.
Well, sir, we aim to please.
And we aim to not urinate on the toilet seat like my children do. Yeah, I have to bring the battery pack. I finally got this one to accept a full charge, but I don't know.
Sure, you're losing some weight.
You're working out.
I love working, walking through belches.
Okay, you just start working out then if you're already... Wow.
I've been doing it for several months. I had to get rid of this, man. It's
the tank?
It was terrible. I got to get rid of mine. It's
terrible. Oh, that's wishful thinking.
What do you do?
It's called exercise, Tony.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a couple of different regimens that I do, but once I start with cardio,
you know, if I don't publicly shame you.
If I could do something to teach you, I'm fine
with that. Is there some kind of a gym that does that?
Yes. Called your bedroom.
Oh, sir.
Our friends are listening to this, you animal.
Just try to keep it real, sir.
You're keeping it real. Okay, we just got back in the car, finished lunch.
Can you put this in the back seat, please, sir?
Hey, are we recording right now?
Yes, is it can are. You or will you?
May you?
No, not may you.
I hate the may thing. I don't understand that when my...
Can I don't you? Know. Can you?
I hated that. Dad, can I go to the park? I don't know. Can you?
Oh, yeah.
God damn it. Will you just tell me if I can go or not?
I don't know.
That is a throat punch.
Yeah, may
you
I.
You throat punch me all the time.
God, you almost backed right into that
oh,
truck.
Oh, sir, that's not true.
Oh, it is.
Oh, my God.
I want to blame
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm bloated.
Oh, you guys, come on now.
Where the fuck are you going?
I just, you know, this particular parking lot looked very interesting, and I just wanted to get a closer look.
Uh-huh. At what?
Yep, that's about it, right there. He summed it up in one slurpy kind of a comment.
There you go.
A slurpage.
Oh, fair.
I'm done.
Yeah, it's I'm probably spent. Better that way. Yeah, yeah, well, you got that right. Mm-hmm. Nothing to offer. Well, if you made it through the first 10 minutes of that failure, we promise we will try to pick it up from here on out.
Shit.
You are.
It is
guaranteed guffaws of plenty, and you know this.
Here comes the first one.
All right, topics for discussion are... What were you saying? What was the gentleman's name that...
Dr. Larry Nazar.
Dr. Larry Nazar.
Gymnastics doctor who just got sentenced to 4 billion years in jail.
Oh.
He'll be eligible for parole around the time the sun explodes.
Judge just unleashed. Wow, she really did.
He thought Judge Judy was mean and short and made ugly faces. This lady was savoring every syllable that slithered off her tongue.
Well, she's bucking for a TV show.
I just signed your death warrant.
Someone needs to make a t-shirt.
In the blood of virgins. I just signed
your death warrant.
God. That's right. God.
I just opened your ass for business.
Yes. Tattoo a sign right over your butt.
Now open. Now serving number three.
Deliveries.
Larry's laugh spot. Get ready, Larry. They're coming for you. Mm-hmm. Literally. And in you and all over you.
Oh my God. In you and my heavens.
Oh, Larry.
So, a moment of silence for Larry. Okay, we're done now.
Well, that's about right.
There's going to be a lot more flatulence coming from Larry.
Yep. Hot dogs?
It's going to be a little loose back there.
Well, yes. Whoop! Maybe invest in a cork or something.
You could park a semi in his coven by the time.
That's me. Oh, well, God. You know what?
What's up?
But that's what he fucking gets, man. Doing those god-awful things to those little innocent girls.
He wrote this for pain.
He said, hell hath no fury like that of a scorned woman.
Yeah,
and the hush that came over the courtroom, and everyone was like, ooh. And the judge was like, huh.
You know nothing of him.
Yeah. You are fixing to see it manifested right before your very eyes and between your thighs.
Well, it's been a witch hunt, and it's just been the media, and
I didn't do anything. No, what you did was irreprehensible. It was
monstrous,
awful, and gross.
And you deserve everything.
And everything that is of the same caliber is going to happen to you.
Probably.
Well, over and over.
Every night's going to be like a different fight.
But seriously, if you've seen the guy on TV, he's a small, mousy fella, and I've said it before, I'll say it again, they're going to use him as a condom to screw other people. He's not going to make, if he makes a year, he's going to be begging for the Dharma treatment.
You think Las Vegas is taking odds on that guy?
Absolutely.
You know how those like weird bets you can make in Vegas?
Absolutely.
Like who's going to win the tip off?
What's
who's
the
gonna,
over-under on his stay?
Yeah, what's the over-under on his prolapsed
anus?
Under
is going to be.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, he is going to get it. We're at Starbucks.
And pull apart worthy. Well, that'll be the basically him, won't it?
Pull apart worthy.
Hi, I would like a venti flat white with an extra shot.
God, I knew it.
And
I knew it.
A free drink for that, so.
He has two free drinks, actually. He just doesn't want to give me his second free drink. Wait, no, we're not done.
What? We would like something else, too, if that's cool.
Sorry about that. We're getting it for you.
That's okay.
I'll take a,
Grande Americano?
Yeah, with an extra shot.
Can I also get a Grande Americano with an extra shot and just a little bit of room at the
extra
top?
Extra room.
Mr. Murphy, would you like anything?
I would like a Heath Blizzard, large.
You can't get those here, sir. Can we get a chocolate cake pop for the
No. Give me a caramel frap.
Okay.
A tall caramel frap is what he wants.
He wants a tall caramel frap?
That's what he said.
Caramel frap.
Okay.
You need to clean your ears out?
Oh, my God. You need a GoPro for that.
You say the nicest things to me.
Yes, we would also like a... What is it?
A tall caramel frap.
Tall caramel Frappuccino.
Frappuccino.
Oh, sir, your right hand is so strong. Oh, God, we're back. This segment brought to you by
Reparation H.
Reparation H for smooth, cool relief.
Refreshing.
Because it burns.
We've done this bit before, I think. Yeah, we did that at the party. Remember?
We should be in marketing.
Yeah, we should. Hey. That's a good idea.
There's always time for that, sir.
What was the name of the drug name you came up with? You know, we always laugh about all the pharmaceutical drugs.
Oh, I don't remember.
What was it? It was so good. And I actually went to go see if the domain was available because I was going to buy it. And then we'd sit on it till one day a pharmaceutical company would say, we need a new name for our drug. And they pick that drug and they try to go get that domain and we'd be millionaires because we just squat on it. What was it called?
I can't remember, actually.
Oh, it was so good.
Well, I'm not sure. I just remember that we came up with the names for... the fart technology, Farticon
and FlatchiCorp. Yeah.
And that, you know, they would be, you know...
The two companies that are,
you know... Eventually they'd probably merge, place. You
right.
know.
You know, when they do merge, Skynet will be born.
Yes.
It'll become self-aware. Yeah,
very good. Yeah. Self-aware ass driller, great.
Speaking of ass drilling...
Vibration H. Brings you the cool, lasting relief that you need.
And deserve.
Hey, you remember that time we looked up all those late 1950s commercials? You guys really want to have a good laugh and see how far we've come culturally as a society, if you look back at some of the 1950s commercials for like Winston cigarettes or different types of coffee, they are so...
sexist.
Oh my God, they're cringy. They're so sexist.
He's like, where'd you buy this coffee?
Well, honey, I bought it at the grocery store.
I had to put you over my knee and spank your ass. Whoops.
And then I'll pay for the rest of it. Careful.
Yeah. Or like Fred Flintstone and Barney smoking Winstons behind the house.
Flashing. Like, what in the world?
In black and white.
Hey, Bon.
I can.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Man. What are you talking on over there? Bam Bam's really driving me crazy today, so get back here and light up.
Three out of nine doctors approve Camel with the V technology.
So smooth. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
They always have like the doctor sitting there with his little headgear on, sitting at his table. Yeah, his legs crossed.
I approve Winston.
These are the best cigarettes.
These are the best cigarettes ever.
Filters are for wimps.
Better for you because it's toasted.
Oh. They have toasting technology now? Yeah. Jesus, that makes it safer.
That was what Lucky Strike did, I think.
Oh my God, I love it.
It was toasted.
It tastes so good.
A development called fire.
Toasted for your pleasure.
For your enjoyment.
Rib.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Well?
Ribbed for pleasure. God.
Jesus. The Bill Clinton Cabana. I'm sorry, we're not supposed to talk about
this.
Sorry, Hillary.
I totally approve of this. I was joking, Hillary.
I'm not. Don't smoke that cigarette.
I told Hillary she got to give me some Lucky Strikes. Good, good, good.
Smooth to the last tug.
Does not leave a mess.
Oh, God. Oh, Bill.
Stain free.
Stain free. Chill Blinton.
Okay, thank you.
I often wonder what would happen if internet existed.
Americano, perfect.
Neck.
Thank you. Americano, sir. That would be awesome. Thank you so much. Here you go, Junior.
All right, thanks. Wow, look at that.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Oh, and you still got the cake pop.
Well, I got the cake pop because I thought maybe you would enjoy it.
What is a cake pop?
Sir, he's eating your brick, sir. Your crispy, giant crispy.
I just threw trash in.
Well, great, sir.
I'm leaving a mark in the studio.
Well, the studio, we have a housekeeping crew that will come through the studio
That's
later
right.
on today and clean it.
They'll get it all ready for Monday.
Nice. nice.
That's a total lie.
It is. We're lying.
Trash will sit in here until
it will. Just like all these crumbs on the floor.
Yep.
This studio will never see a vacuum. It's the day you buy it is the last day it looks like it's brand new.
It still has the new car smell 2 years later. That's impressive.
Does it really?
Yeah.
See, I can't tell.
I think it smells like disappointment and coffee.
Oh.
How did we get on that song by the Fugees?
You were singing it.
Yeah, but I don't remember the context of it.
I don't know.
Strumming my taint with his fingers, singing with his words,
hitting me closely with his song. Now, are you sure this is medically
twisting
sound?
His
look,
index
lady.
Finger.
I'm the doctor. You're not. Yes, this is medically sound.
Killing me softly with his dong.
With his dong.
I don't think softly applies.
When it breaks down into the doo-wop, it's just like a loud scream.
Doo-wop.
Little Billy Joel for you.
Doo-wop.
Skiddly weedly beep bop. Fingers on your nutsack.
Slower. Faster. 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 In.
It's
awful. Tickle the yam bag.
Shoop da woo. Boo da ba doo boo.
Oh, God.
It is hot as fucking here.
It is,
we're just going to have the wind tunnel action going. It's too hot. And you have like a big old burly jacket on, too.
Oh, it's great.
Sweating right through that son of a bitch.
Sweating through the oldies, sir.
Maybe that would be the title. Killing me softly with his dong.
That'll generate some clicks.
Did you say clicks or clicks?
Clicks, I think.
Okay, jeez. All right, I'm sorry. I was a little confused there.
HR!
I know it's just semantics.
Oh, God.
Bless.
Oh, God! The studio almost had an accident. Fuck!
The
mobile studio.
That would be amazing to be recording and then you just hear like... I can't feel my legs!
Hello, OnStar. You had an accident.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I told you to cancel that as I'm dying. Thank God you didn't cancel it, sir.
If you could just update your payment information.
Before we sit in, I can't reach my wallet. My pits are on fire.
My arm's over there.
No worries. We'll send out an invoice, and upon receipt of payment, we'll be able to send help.
We can take Iris scan if you
dead.
Have the iPhone 10.
Iris.
Well, that fell flat.
Yeah, you gotta go with it. But when you try, when you try too hard,
I know.
It kills the buzz.
It killed the thread.
It just, you know.
Chris Murphy, thread killer.
No, I think it was Guida this time.
Yeah, jokes. Well, well, the oral airlock.
It definitely unsealed. That needs to be replaced, definitely.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Well, today's podcast is brought to you by Nestle.
No.
No, it's not.
It's brought to you by Roseanne.com.
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 You spell out the .com, and then you put the period, and then you put the next com.
How do you spell Roseanne? R-O-Z.
R-O-S.
ROZANDOTCOM.COM.
Oh,
whoa.
That's
very impressive.
Yeah, Roseanne.com.com. Woo!
Yeah!
That's a good jingle. I like that jingle.
Yeah. Woo! All right, we're back.
We are back.
Well, I, for one, cannot wait to hear this podcast.
Well, enjoy. We'd love to have you.
Tens of
join
clicks.
Us again. The tens of clicks that we will get over the next eon.
I'm very excited.
Thanks, will
Mom.
Make this day worthwhile. It really will.
I'll be leaving a comment on your.
So for all two of you that are still listening out there, we love you. Thank you very much. And we'll see you at the 5 p.m. wrap up report. Bop, bada beep, bop, bop.
Whoop, whoop. We need to get two of those. Oh.
Okay, sounds good. I absolutely don't. I mean, do. I know. It's the Friday 5 p.m. wrap-up report! Whoop, whoop!
I can't freaking do it. I'm done.
What is that
anyways? I don't... It's supposed to be like a cop car when they come by the hood and they're like, boop, boop.
It's not boop-boop. It's more like...
Whoop, whoop! I can't do it. I can't get my voice high enough. Hmm. You do it, sir.
Whoop! That's not it either.
No?
Whoop, whoop!
There you go.
I don't know.
God, I just soiled myself. I'm so scared.
Do you have a warrant?
Sir, we need a trick. Check your body.
No, officer.
Jesus.
Well, sir. Is Jackie here on Monday?
Nope.
Jack
He's
attack.
Here on the 1st.
Jack attack on the 1st. Okay. All right.
And so my question is, are we... You're not adding a lot to this podcast.
Well, I came out here to see. I love how the gates were left open. That was really... Well, we're done. Bye! Bye-bye, guys. Have a great weekend. So, you know, if we were just idiots and we just walked right out, going home, and the gates are wide open.
And
fantastic.
We would get a real talking to on Monday morning.
Oh, yes, that's right. Well.
It was a good week this week. I think it was
a good week.
We had a lot of challenges.
Yep.
We had some,
good podcasts.
Yeah, we did have some good podcasts. You know, we had a couple of people that actually want to be on our podcast.
Yes. Word is spreading. Word is spreading like wildfire.
Well, sir, it's what we do. You know, we are the catalyst for change. We are the catalyst for excitement.
The potty mouth duo.
Well, sir, people like a good fuck. Oh, what I meant to say was...
I had water in my throat. I would have cut him off. Excuse me. Are my ears red?
Mine are.
I feel like my face is red.
Now when I said the thing.
Oh, Jesus. Your mother is going to be so disappointed.
Well, you know, as she'll tell the neighbors, she doesn't know who I am. Or she doesn't know me anymore.
God bless.
Corrupted, sir.
I think you were saying, in the context is what you meant was, everyone likes to let out a good...
Fart?
No, that's the airlock, sir.
Fuck?
Yes.
Well, sir, sometimes, as Tom Cruise said in Risky Business, sometimes you just have to say, what the fuck?
Am I
right?
You're right.
I'm right.
I think so.
I'm straight
up. The context is a little bit better that way when you say it that way.
I think so, sir, but sometimes I just want to give our audience a little bit of a panache, just a little surprise, just a little...
Something that gets them...
There you go. Just the spark that ignites the fire of... Well, I guess...
Of curiosity.
Well, or my farts into an explosive...
Vacuum of...
Rendered...
fecal matter.
Well, there you go.
And molecules.
Couldn't have said it better myself, sir.
Neutrinos. This moment brought to you by the breakfast cereal that every scientific kid loves. Neutrinos.
Daddy, is that dark matter? No, son, that's my... scat.
It's my black hole.
Daddy, I'm scared.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm walking around. Well,
it's the question of the universe.
But you know what we probably should do? We probably should exit the building,
right,
and get out before we find ourselves sitting here working on projects, right? Whoop whoop! It's Friday. It's time to go home. Thanks for all two of you that have been listening to our podcast since its inception. We really appreciate that. Is anyone upstairs?
You know, just having two people...
Hello?
And listen to our diatribe of, well, you said it, sir.
Of nonsense and oral waste.
That's the that's part of it.
It's the oral waste. Yeah, that's what it is.
Definitely oral, sir.
See ya. Bye.
You too, sir.
Well, folks, this wraps up another intriguing week of guffaws, follies, failures, and derailments about subject matters that you care nothing about.
And that we don't know anything about.
Awkward moments, nothing to talk about, and then other days where we just can't shut up. We just drivel along like drunken sailors in a bar somewhere far from here. You know, now, is that a man or is that a woman?
You're a butterfly boy.
Butterfly.
What happens, yes, I am.
Oh, butterfly boy. Oh, good Lord. 10-second countdown, and we're leaving you. We will see you on Monday, in 3, 2, 1.